What is courtesy? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social-emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about courtesy. I am respectful, kind, and use my manners. And as we start off talking about what courtesy looks like, we talk about it in terms of different places that you would show courtesy, right? Different locations, different ideas of what courtesy looks like. For example, we might tell our younger students, if you were being courteous in the library, what would that look like? It might be looking like using a quiet voice, walking feet, sitting and reading, not making a giant ruckus as you are looking for books, those kinds of things. Talking about when we're going to the grocery store, what might be the courteous thing to do? Holding the door open, waiting patiently, all those kinds of things are how we define courteousness to our younger students. And then, of course, as they get older and have more responsibilities and things like that, we start to talk about what does courteousness look like when mom and dad have gone to the grocery store. Are you going to sit there and watch them unbag all of the groceries while you tell them about the day? Or are you going to pitch in and help? Are you going to carry them in from the car? Are you going to wait for a message like our kids do? They wait for a little message, hey, we're on our way home. And then they come out and they grab the groceries and then we all work together to put it away. Sounds a little silly, yes, but if we're defining courteousness as being respectful and kind and using our manners, then part of it is doing those acts of kindness for somebody else. And so as we're defining being courteous, all of us adults, we understand what kindness looks like, but helping kids understand that it goes beyond just being friendly. It goes into acts of kindness. It goes into smiles. It goes into waiting our turn. It goes into practicing patience. And that's how we start off the month, is defining what it looks like when we are courteous. Sometimes it's helpful for them to see what it's like when we're not courteous. Being selfish, running through the store, screaming, throwing things on the ground. All of those things are not courteous. You know, we make a joke about it and we be very dramatic so that they understand that we're not actually doing this. But it gets the idea across that when we're being courteous with each other, it does boil down to how we treat each other, how we stop and listen to what somebody is saying before we respond, how we encourage turn taking, and how we practice patience standing in a line, or how we respectfully lose a game, right? We all know how we can win, and we all know what that feels like when we win, but sometimes when we lose a game, we have to practice that courteous, kind, respectful behavior, even when we're disappointed. And so teaching them these kinds of lessons really helps bring home a deeper understanding of being respectful and showing yourself control and taking care of others and practicing your empathy. And when you put it all together, you wind up being a courteous, kind person who demonstrates manners and responsibility along the way. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.